This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. You knew it was coming, the 16th First Annual Ig Nobel Awards Ceremony, a tribute to the good, the bad, and the ugly in science, or at least the strange, the silly, and the unusual. Where else would levitating frogs, pink plastic flamingos, and the beauty preferences of chickens find highest honors? This hour highlights from this year's ceremony. The awards were handed out in early October at Harvard Sanders Theater. This year's ceremony features inertial debates, a win-a-date with a Nobel laureate contest, lectures on fractals and car safety, and 10 awards.
Ig, 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 Ig Nobel, 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 Ig. Ig Nobel, Ig, Ig, Ig Nobel, Ig, Ig, Ig Nobel, Ig, Ig, Ig Nobel, Ig, Ig, Ig Nobel.
Hi, y'all. Good job. I'm Lisa Danielson.
And I'm Will Stefanov. You may recall, in the 2001 Ig Nobel Prize ceremony, a couple got married. We are that couple.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you. And so we've come back to relive the glory days. Yee-haw!
Good evening. My name is Kees Moeleker. You may recall that in 2003, I won the Ig Nobel Prize for Biology. Maybe you remember why I won it. I reported and documented the first case of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard duck. This is the duck. And now, I'm married. Just a few days ago. And this is my wife. And this is our honeymoon. Dennis and I, Lisa and Will, are very curious what is going to happen during this year's Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. We are curious, and so are you. Thank you.
The awards are a place of grand tradition, pomp, circumstance, and all that other stuff. One tradition involves the flying of paper airplanes. In past years, attendees send paper airplanes aloft at just about any time during the ceremony, but times have changed.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Sals, the senior production associate at Sanders Theater. Before the ceremony starts, there are a few things I need to mention. First, paper airplanes. Paper airplanes are a tradition at the Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. However, new security regulations prohibit the flying of airplanes inside Sanders Theater. However, we think we found a way to accommodate those regulations. As you know, the theme of tonight's ceremony is inertia. Sanders Theater has been declared a high inertia zone. Accordingly, paper airplanes can be flown only en masse. If you have made or brought paper airplanes, please pass them sideways to the aisle where our paper airplane flight crew members will collect them. The flight crew will gather the paper airplanes and then fly them in formation at very special times during the ceremony. We are sorry for the inconvenience of this. but we are also excited by this bold new experiment in the history of paper airplane flight. Thank you for taking part.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, and presidential science advisors, may I introduce our master of ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, and chief airhead, Mark Abrams.
Thank you. Thank you. We're gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every winner has done something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. The Ig Nobel Prize ceremony is produced by the Science Humor magazine, the Annals of Improbable Research. It's proudly co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and by the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and by the new book called The Man Who Tried to Clone Himself, published by Plume, ISBN 0452877723. Tonight, 10 prizes will be given. The achievements speak for themselves all too eloquently. And now, Professor Helen Haste will give the traditional Ig Nobel welcome speech.
Welcome. Welcome.
You think there might be some friction between the Ig Nobels and the regular old Nobel Prizes? Well, it's not so. Several genuine Nobel laureates attend each year. In fact, Roy Glauber, professor of physics at Harvard, swept paper airplanes from the stage of the Ig Nobel Awards for 10 years, and then he won a Nobel Prize. We're not sure if the two are related.
Now, we're honored to have with us a couple of other Ig Nobel winners from previous years. You have already met Case Mulliker. Here is a member of the team who won the 2003 Ig Nobel Interdisciplinary Research Prize for their study, Chickens Prefer Beautiful Humans. Please welcome from the University of Bologna, Italy, Professor Stefano Ghirlanda.
Thank you. It was exactly like that. Thank you. Inertia, the theme of this year, is a very important topic, important for our lives. But how is inertia being taught in US schools? Evidence leaked from the Chicago Board of Education is alarming. Inertia demonstration. Inertia demonstration. Materials. Two dolls, Barbie and Ken. Two cards. Strategy. Place one doll in each cart. Secure one doll with a rubber band. Push the carts into a wall. Ask the students what happened. Talk about seat belts. I have no further comments. Thank you.
The 1996 Ig Nobel Art Prize was awarded to the creator of the plastic pink flamingo. Please welcome back Don Featherstone and his wife Nancy Featherstone and their little dog.
Well, in keeping with the theme tonight of inertia, inertia is what led the flamingo to the success. Few people started, few more got them. Everybody had to have them. The more they put out, the more they wanted. We wound up selling 500,000, 1,000,000 a year, and it's built up to its 50th birthday. So remember that golden flamingo on your lawn.
As you know, we used to have a problem here at the Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. Many of the speakers would exceed their allotted time. However, here's how we now solve that problem. Please welcome the charming, delightful, ever so cute Miss Sweetie Pooh. Miss Sweetie Poo is 8 years old. Miss Sweetie Poo, please demonstrate what you'll do when a speaker exceeds his or her allotted time. Miss Sweetie Poo?
Please stop. I'm bored.
And now it's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. And here is Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
You've seen him before with his hat and his broom. Now he's our Win a Date prize, and he is va-va-voom. Professor Roy Glauber won the Nobel Prize in Physics last year for his ability to predict the strange behavior of photons, the particles that make up light. The son of a traveling salesman, Roy enjoys stargazing, playing with his grandchildren, and teaching freshmen how to enjoy a rainbow on every possible level. If you've ever wondered how many theoretical physicists it takes to screw in a light bulb, then Roy is the man for you. Let's give a warm win-a-date welcome to Roy Glauber.
Okay, let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you an attractive printed program. Pick it up, turn to page 5. You'll see a picture of Roy Glauber. If your picture of Roy Glauber is covered with a peel-off picture of Roy Glauber, then you've won a date with this Nobel laureate. Come on up and claim your prize. Okay, break it up, gang.
This year's theme is, again, inertia. So if you're at motion, stay in motion. If you're at rest, stay in rest. But do stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We now return you to Harvard Sanders Theater, where the Ig Nobel Awards ceremony is in progress. This year's ceremony salutes inertia, which you may be familiar with if you had too much turkey and stuffing yesterday.
In honor of this year's theme, which is inertia, we now present the Great Inertia Debates. Each debate will be between two individuals. Each individual has been assigned a topic which he or she will argue, and we've just been wondering whether we remembered to inform the debaters that they will be debating. The first debate will be between Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek and Nobel laureate Rich Roberts. The topic is... The first debate will be between Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek and Melissa Fleming, official spokesperson for the International Atomic Energy Agency. The topic will be fast versus slow. I will begin and end the debate by gesturing and making some sort of noise. Are you prepared? On your mark, get set, go.
Fast.
Thank you. The second and final Great Inertia Debate will be between Nobel laureate Rich Roberts and Nobel laureate and sweeper Roy Glauber. The topic of the debate will be yes versus no. Debaters, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Not are you already in the midst of it. Are you ready? Thank you.
Yes.
On your marks, get set.
Yes.
No, no. Are you?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, It's my honor to introduce our presiding monarchs. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the King and Queen. Their Majesties, the King and Queen of Swedish Meatballs.
10 prizes are awarded each year. Winners travel to the Ig ceremony at their own expense. Past winners have tackled tough questions like, does the 5-second rule apply when you drop food on the floor? And why do shower curtains billow inwards?
Thank you. Sit down. Sit down. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it over with. It's time for the awarding of the 2006 Ig Nobel Prizes. We're giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen?
Yes.
Karen, please tell them what they've won.
This year's winners will each receive an Ig Nobel Prize.
What else?
Oh, a piece of paper saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize. And it's signed by several Nobel laureates.
Is that all?
I don't know. I think so.
Thank you very much, Karen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. These are hand-designed and hand-manufactured by Eric Workman. Eric, could you take a bow?
For more information about the awards and a list of all the past winners of the Ig Nobel Prizes, you can visit the website www.improbable.com or follow the links from the ScienceFriday.com page.
And now, our winners. First, the Ornithology Prize. The Ig Nobel Ornithology Prize is awarded to Ivan Schwab of the University of California, Davis, and the late Philip May of the University of California, Los Angeles, for exploring and explaining why woodpeckers don't get headaches.
Thank you, Mark. During the breeding season, the male pileated woodpecker will overcome the inertia of a stationary position to drum on the trunk of a tree up to 12,000 times a day for the purposes of territory delineation, feeding, and courtship. That's done with the force equivalent to you running into a brick wall at 15 miles an hour, 12,000 times a day, face first. Woodpeckers can do this because of a series of marvelous adaptations which permit them to do this without the risk of retinal detachment, spontaneous enucleation or eyes popping out of their head, concussions, and especially headaches. Otherwise, the male pileated woodpecker, after a successful day of courtship, might have to come home to his newfound darling and say, "Not tonight, honey. I've got a headache."
Now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have invited several of the world's top thinkers to tell us very briefly what they're thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds, and then a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett, do you have any advice for our 24/7 lecturers?
Gentlemen, keep it clean.
Now, let's have the first group of 24/7 lectures. Will the perpetual motion specialists please bar the doors? The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Professor Missy Cummings, Director of the Humans and Automation Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Her topic, automobile safety. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
In-vehicle telematics can significantly load the visual channel, resulting in structural interference which can negatively impact driving performance. Cognitive load disrupts recognition memory, resulting in longer latencies to perturbations of the driving ecology, as well as trajectories that violate critical safety boundaries. Telematic interaction degrades the encoding and transferring of foveated.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Don't talk, don't email, just drive.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Frank Wilczek, the Hermann Feschbach Professor of Physics at MIT and a Nobel laureate in physics. His topic, dark matter. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Everything we're familiar with is made up of quarks, gluons, photons, and electrons. But something else is holding galaxies together, and something else, again, is blowing the universe apart. The part we understand is 5% of the total. Maybe the rest is axions, maybe photinos, maybe something else. I hope to live to see the day when we find out what it is.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
What you see isn't what you get.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Dr. Benoit Mandelbrot, Sterling Professor of Mathematical Sciences Emeritus at Yale University, IBM Fellow Emeritus at the Thomas J. Watson Research Center. Professor Mandelbrot invented the branch of mathematics called fractal geometry. His topic, fractals. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Let X be a metric space. And let me define Hausdorff measure and Hausdorff dimension. Don't let me. It has very little to do with the story. In fact, Hausdorff dimension was discovered by a man named Bezikovic. It was a very funny...
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Beautiful, damn hard, increasingly useful, that's fractals.
The Peace Prize. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize this year is awarded to Howard Stapleton of Merthyr Tydfil, Wales, for inventing an electromechanical teenager repellent, a device that makes annoying noise designed to be audible to teenagers but not to adults, and for later using that same technology to make telephone ringtones that are audible to teenagers but not to their teachers. The winner had planned to be with us here tonight, but a family medical matter intervened. Our best wishes go out to them. This morning, Mr. Stapleton emailed us the text of his acceptance speech. Here to read that acceptance speech is our major domo, Gary Dreyfuss.
Regrettably, due to family medical problems of a serious nature, I am unable to attend this wonderful ceremony tonight to accept my award in person. I am very proud to receive this award for the mosquito deterrent system, trademark, and it means a great deal that such a highly respected group of people, such as yourselves, would recognize this achievement. As with many innovative products, the mosquito, trademark, was created in a back shed to solve a specific problem encountered by a colleague at the middle of 2005. At that time, nobody would have dreamed that the product would have been so successful and attract so much media attention worldwide. Since its launch, the mosquito, trademark, has been totally redesigned and licensed to one of the world's largest fire and security equipment manufacturers and is now being rolled out internationally. So far, 2,500 units have been sold since December 2005. In addition, the nature of the product caught children's imaginations, and we are now supplying secret, adult-proof ringtones for mobile phones. Also, we have released a full-length dance track combining regular frequency melodies with a high-frequency melody that only kids can hear. This was done in response to the demand created by the release of the ringtone, which saw millions of hits on our website every day for several months. Thank you.
We have a demonstration. We need 7 volunteers from the audience to assist in doing this. You must be younger than 22 years of age. Do we have some volunteers who are younger than 22? The 7 Nobel laureates are assembling on stage with our 7 young volunteers. Thank you. Are you all set? Ears are all prepared and ready? Stand tall. Let's begin. Thank you. Thank you, volunteers. Thank you. That's okay. Enough. Thank you. Those of the volunteers who can no longer hear much, let me tell you that the lawyers' delegation is up there. But since you couldn't hear the announcement, oh well.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
The Physics Prize. The Ig Nobel Physics Prize this year is awarded to Basile Odoly and Sebastian Newkirk of the University Pierre-Emerie Curie in Paris for their insights into why, when you bend dry spaghetti, it often breaks into more than 2 pieces.
So we've done everything with spaghetti. We painted it, we bent it, and we crushed it with mercy. We've shot nasty video of it.
But in fact, we met a great discovery. When you release a bent spaghetti, it bends harder. Yes, when you release curvature, you get more curvature.
Now, spaghetti are pretty useless. It's time for real-world applications. Give your money to your friends. You'll get even more money back. Let your wife go. Many women will come back to you.
Well, yes, but this phenomenon can have its drawbacks. For example, you do yoga, you let the pressure go, and you get more stress. Or even, you let your wife go, but she comes back with her mother. Thank you.
Thank you. The Literature Prize. The Ig Nobel Literature Prize is awarded this year to Daniel Oppenheimer of Princeton University for his report, Consequences of Erudite Vernacular Utilized Irrespective of Necessity, Problems Using Long Words Needlessly.
My research shows that conciseness is interpreted as intelligence. So, thank you.
The Ig Nobel Prizes are awarded for achievements that first make people laugh, then make people think. The awards are given out by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find more at improbable.com. We'll be back in a moment with more from Sanders Theater. Stay with us. You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flato. We now return you to Harvard Sanders Theater, where the Ig Nobel Awards ceremony is in progress.
The Nutrition Prize. The Ig Nobel Nutrition Prize is awarded to Wasmia Al-Houti of Kuwait University and Fatin Al-Musallam of the Kuwait Environment Public Authority for showing that dung beetles are finicky eaters.
Thank you. Thank you. The dung beetles are finicky eaters, although the kind of food is rubbish, but it will bury it on the soil, on the sand, then it will enrich the soil with minerals and with the nutrients, so it is a good biological fertilizer. Besides, it will clean the environment and it will and protect it from the harmful insects. You know, it was sacred by ancient Egyptian, and because it is remind them, it's like the life after death, sending after death. That's why it's appreciated by the ancient Egyptian. That's it. And thank you.
The Mathematics Prize. The Ig Nobel Mathematics Prize is awarded to Nick Svensson and Piers Barnes of the Australian Commonwealth Scientific and Research Organization for calculating the number of photographs you must take to almost ensure that nobody in a group photo will have their eyes closed.
Thank you. If you've ever wielded the camera at an important family function, you know how hard it is to get a picture when no one's blinking. I'm a writer and reluctant photographer at Australia's premier scientific research organisation, CSIRO. So I figured there had to be someone, somewhere, who could do the maths and do me a rule of thumb. That someone was physicist Piers Barnes. After I overcame his initial inertia and provided... thank you. And provided some base data, he gave up a few lunch hours and did the calculation.
We're very proud to have made a gross oversimplification of what is a very complex psychological and physiological problem. And we've backed it up with virtually no empirical data. Until now, that is. For the record, for groups of less than 20 people, you divide the number of people by 3 if there's good light or you've got a flash. If it's bad light, divide the number of people by 2. Now, last of all, I'd like to thank the many people who posed for our photos in the staff canteen. These include Bruce Anderson, Bruce Belford, Sheila Carlisle, Bruce Davidson, Sheila Edwards.
The Medicine Prize. The Ig Nobel Medicine Prize is awarded this year to Francis M. Fesmire of the University of Tennessee College of Medicine for his medical case report, Termination of Intractable Hiccups with Digital Rectal Massage. And to Majid Odeh, Harry Bassan, and Ari Olivan of B'nai Zion Medical Center in Haifa, Israel, for their subsequent medical case report also titled Termination of Intractable Hiccups with Digital Rectal Massage.
Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to be here at my old alma mater, class of 1981. When I first learned that I'd won the Nobel Prize Award for Medicine, I assumed it was for my 18 years of research in cardiac patients. I immediately booked airline and hotel reservations for Stockholm. However, on the following week, Mark Abrams explained to me that I did not win the Nobel Prize for Medicine, but I won the Ig Nobel Prize for Medicine. My first reaction was shock, followed by depression. But then my oldest son, Forrest Festmeyer, said, "Cheer up, Dad. Just think. It's sort of like winning a Darwin Award, but you don't have to actually die to get the award."
Will the perpetual motion specialist bar the doors? The second and final round of 24/7 lectures is about to begin. The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Irene Pepperberg, director of the Alex Foundation and researcher at Brandeis University and at Harvard University. Professor Pepperberg teaches parrots and humans to communicate with each other. Her topic, gray parrots. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
For 30 years, I've used a modeling technique to establish communicative competence with Psittacus erythicus. They can identify color, shapes, matter, and numbers. We study communicative competence, transitive inference, stimulus equivalence. They understand concepts of bigger, smaller, same, different, and absence. We also study mutual exclusivity and conjunctive recursive tasks.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Parrots use English to demonstrate exceptional intelligence.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by William Lipscomb, the Abbott and James Lawrence Professor of Chemistry Emeritus at Harvard, and a Nobel laureate in chemistry, and also Irene Pepperberg's graduate school advisor. His topic, inertia. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
When I was approached, it occurred to me to talk about the Higgs mechanism, how particles get their mass, which of course gives them inertia. However, it's too complicated to present. So I come back to the physiological effects only, and I went to sleep. I woke up.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
And I found inertia makes me go back to sleep.
The Acoustics Prize. The Ig Nobel Acoustics Prize is awarded to D. Lynn Halpern of Harvard Vanguard Medical and Brandeis University and Northwestern University, and to Randolph Blake of Vanderbilt University and Northwestern, and to James Hillenbrand of Western Michigan University and Northwestern for conducting experiments to learn why people dislike the sound of fingernails scraping on a blackboard.
We are delighted that our seminal discovery, published 20 years ago, has been selected for an Ig Nobel Prize.
We ask a simple question about a universal human reaction. Why does the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard make us cringe?
We imagine that this sound's shrillness could be chalked up to the high-frequency components in the acoustic signal produced by this grating action.
However, that's not the case. We actually removed the high frequencies from the sound, and our volunteers still found it aversive. And in fact, it turns out to be the mid-range frequencies which give us the chills.
These, by the way, are the same frequencies that are essential for speech perception. But it was our speculation that really made people cringe.
The sound waves produced by scratching fingernails on a chalkboard strongly resemble the vocalizations of non-human primate warning cries. So we reckon that it's a vestigial reaction. When we hear that sound, we get frightened.
So our paper became famous, or perhaps infamous, not because of what we did, but because of what we speculated.
In any event, we're delighted that the Ig Nobel Prize is honoring this chilling discovery.
And we thank the Annals of Improbable Research for ensuring that this disquieting work will not be silenced.
We have a demonstration. The Chemistry Prize. The Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize is awarded this year to Antonio Mulet, Jose Javier Benedito, and Jose Bon of the University of Valencia, Spain, and Carmen Roselló of the University of Illes Baleares in Palma de Mallorca, Spain, for their study, ultrasonic velocity in cheddar cheese as affected by temperature. The winners could not join us this evening.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
And now the final prize of the evening, the Biology Prize. The Ig Nobel Biology Prize this year is awarded to Bart Knowles of Wageningen Agricultural University in the Netherlands and the National Institute for Medical Research in Tanzania and the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna, Austria, and to Rur de Jong of Wageningen University and of Santa Maria degli Angeli in Italy for showing that the female malaria mosquito, Anopheles gambiae, is attracted equally to the smell of Limburger cheese and to the smell of human feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a young boy, I hated feet. Just wiggling toes at me had me running for dear life. As a teenager, I first found out that cheese smells after feet rather than the reverse. As a PhD student, I was thrilled to find out that olfaction in humans, our smell, is actually comparable to olfaction in mosquitoes. As a son, I have to thank my parents for feeding my right brain more than my left. As a parent, I don't know which half to feed in my own kids. As a husband, I have to apologize to my wife, Inga, she's not here with me, for putting her naked under a net and releasing mosquitoes into it. And as a human being, I must say that I'm appalled by the political inertia displayed by governments all around the world to try and defeat malaria, which kills a child in Africa every 30 seconds. Beat malaria and eat Limburger. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's honor all of the people who put this ceremony together. Back there, up there, all around there. And now, Would the Ig Nobel Prize winners and the Nobel laureates and the 24/7 lecturers please gather at the front of the stage for a pointless photo opportunity? Whack your hands together and shower them with self-esteem. And now, Professor Helen Haste will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, on behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics students, especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize this year, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you.
That's all from us. Our thanks to Mark Abrams and the folks at the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more at improbable.com. Thanks also to audio engineers Miles Smith and Frank Cunningham. That's all for this week. If you'd like to write us, send letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, Suite 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or stop by our website and email us from sciencefriday.com. You'll also find past editions of the show, our blogs and podcasts, and materials for teachers to use in the classroom, all at sciencefriday.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.